Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. And as we've been going through the story of God moving his people towards this inheritance, to the promised land, which represents his amazing inheritance he had for them, you know, I really believe God wants to do the same thing in my life and your life. He wants to move us forward into this amazing inheritance he has for them. But as we saw in the last episode, at this point of the story, this is the part that's really challenging for us. Because again, as I said, you know, God, if you've got something better for me, let's go. Let's do it the easy way. I don't want to do it the hard way. But God said no. He declared, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And as I said many times, part of that is he didn't want anybody left behind. He wanted to make sure they were pushed into their future. But also he said, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart that my power will be demonstrated. So sometimes we go through a shaking, or in this case, what I call the birth pains. God is birthing something new. And in the process, it's scary. It's overwhelming. You know, we can feel like God has completely forgotten about us. But God has a purpose behind everything he does. None of this is to necessarily create pain. And so I want to point out today, we're going to look at several things that happen, several things that are accomplished in this process of shaking and how we respond to it. Okay. So number one, whatever season of life you're in right now, if things are going great, if you're in a season of shaking, if you feel overwhelmed, whatever it is, remember always the number one purpose is that God would be glorified. And when you're in that season of shaking, don't try to figure it out. Trust me. I've been there. You can't, when you're in the middle of it, you cannot figure it out. All you can do is hang on to the Lord, respond to anything he's showing you, and do your best to glorify him. And so the number one purpose is that his power would be manifested. He would be glorified. And there came a point in the story when God said, from here on out, I make a difference between my people and everyone else. Now, one of the purposes of what you're going through at the moment is not just that God would be glorified, but there would be a blessing for you in it. God wants to bless you. And we're going to come to that in a minute. But you know, along the way, people around us who aren't necessarily believers are impacted. So God said, from now on, I'm going to make a difference between my people and everyone else. And from then on, the shaking was happening around them, but it didn't touch them. Now, there's a real danger for you and I when that's happening, that we see the shaking and we continue to feel overwhelmed. We continue to feel like God has forgotten us. But the reality is, if we stop and take a look, hang on, yes, this is scary, but it's actually not touching me. But one of the things that is happening is people around us are being impacted. You know, there came a point in the story where even the Egyptians started to say in their hearts, you know, God's power is obviously being manifested. God is obviously with these people. And they started to respond. There came the point with the hail where they heard what God said. They saw how God's people responded by pulling their cattle out of the field to protect them. And they imitated them. They copied them. They said, obviously, God's power is real. We're going to do what they do. We don't necessarily understand it, but we're going to do what they do. When you're in that shaking, just hang on. Don't try to figure it out. Don't necessarily watch for it, but at some point you're going to notice people around you are impacted. You didn't make it happen, but they're going to see God's power demonstrated and they're going to respond. In fact, what happens? When they finally leave Egypt, when they're finally ejected, yes, they go out with a blessing, which we'll talk about in a second, but you know what? It says a mixed multitude went with them. In other words, some of the Egyptians said, God is clearly with these people. They didn't necessarily have to understand it, but they said, we want this. We want what you've got. We're going with you. We're willing to leave everything we have to go with you. So in this shaking, what gets accomplished? Not only are God's people pushed forward, but it starts to impact people around them. And you know, we see this again later when God's people are finally taking the promised land. Rahab and her family say to the spies, "We have heard about what God has done in your lives. We have heard about how God has worked on your behalf. Let us help you. Let us join with you." And because of her faith, because of her boldness and her obedience, even though she was a foreigner, and when you look at Matthew chapter 1, Rahab winds up in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So people around us are impacted. But I also said that you and I are blessed. And so I want to just point one more thing out is this. Yes, the shaking is scary. Yes, the shaking is overwhelming. But you know what? If you really look through the process, God protected his people. Yes, it's scary, but you're protected. It can feel like you're going to lose everything, but you're protected. It can seem like there's no hope, but you're protected. And when they leave, we love this part of the story. When they leave, there's a massive blessing. They went out with great wealth. The Egyptians that stayed behind gave them wealth to go. There comes a point in your story, in the shaking, where there's a blessing. There's going to be a blessing come to you. Now, in this shaking, I want to point something out we don't talk about very often. They did leave a few things behind. You know, they had houses that they had built. They couldn't take that with them. And the reason we don't really see that emphasized in this story is what they were going to, the inheritance they were going to receive, the relationship God wanted to have with them, everything they had coming was so much better than what they were leaving behind. We don't hear it really mentioned. So there may be in the process a few things that you leave behind, but you're going to be protected. There's going to be a blessing. God wants a closer relationship with you. And when the dust settles and you're in that inheritance, you're going to find it challenging to really put any value on the things that you left behind because what you have is so much better. So this has been Leaving Egypt. And can I challenge you, if you know somebody who's in that season of life right now, they're in a season of being overwhelmed, they're in a shaking, whatever it may be, can I challenge you? Share this podcast with them. Let's encourage them. Let's strengthen them that they can hold on for the blessing God has for them. Thanks for listening.